Good morning. Welcome to our Monday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're going to be talking and praying this week about our responsibility to go and what the Great Commission means to each of us as followers of Jesus. The command to go and make disciples, and what that looks like, what God's desire is for us and for the world, and how together we accomplish what God has designed, we accomplish what God has called us to do. And today we're going to begin this journey on how we go. Is go with authority. Now, I'm not talking about your authority. I'm not talking about my authority. But we go with the authority of Jesus. And when we keep that in mind, when we understand who's in charge, it ought to help us accomplish, well, not our will, but His will. Matthew 28, verse 18 says, Then Jesus came to them, that is the disciples, and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." The introduction, so to speak, of this passage we commonly refer to as the Great Commission is a reminder to those that would hear it that Jesus has been given all authority on heaven and on earth. And many times I think we get the idea, and Scripture talks about earth, about this place we dwell on being the dominion of Satan. But God makes it clear that even in this dominion that He holds sway over for now, there's a greater authority than what He is. Now, it should not take too big of a leap to understand if there's a greater authority on earth than what Satan is, then there's definitely a greater authority on earth than what you or I could be. And so we take a look at the rest of these discussions throughout this week based on this underlying fact that Jesus has been given authority. Now, I don't know about you, but when I encounter someone in authority, I tend to listen to what they say. Now, I may or may not obey it as precisely as I ought to. There's a flesh nature that we each have. There's sin in our life. There's a disobedience that we struggle with, that God's Spirit helps us to take captive those thoughts that direct us in ways we shouldn't go. But many times we look at the idea of authority and we kind of measure it up. Is this an authority that I have to listen to? What's the consequences if I don't listen? What would my lack of obedience result in? I've used the illustration many times about those little rectangular signs along the sides of roadways with numbers attached to them, decals are painted, that's supposed to indicate the maximum speed that you can travel on that particular section of roadway. It doesn't take very long driving the roadways in most areas that I've ever been in to realize that not a lot of people pay close attention to the authority behind those signs. And there are times where certain sections will have additional signs that say this number, this limit is strictly enforced. And why are those signs there? Well, because people aren't used to that. That's not what takes place most other places. And so we live with what one of my mentors has often referred to as an acceptable level of disobedience. Not acceptable to God, acceptable to us. And we question. And I think we live at a time that it's definitely more visible. I don't know if it's really more prevalent or not, but a questioning of authority has become a thing that I hear about all the time. And there are times that the authorities on earth, the human authorities that find themselves in charge, need to be questioned in a good and proper way, but when that questioning carries over to God, we find ourselves in a bit of a problem. A questioning and a doubting. And it's nothing wrong. I don't believe there's anything wrong with questioning God, to ask why. You read the Psalms, and David is consistently, when things aren't going well, crying out to God, why? And so, when we look at this idea of going with authority, we recognize that we are being sent by one who's in charge. But not only is he in charge of those he is sending, he's actually in charge of those he's sending us to. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to Jesus. We'll look at that follow-up part tomorrow, but as a response to all authority being given to Jesus, he says, go. Or more accurately, he says, make disciples. It's as you go, wherever you go, when you go. You see, we go, well, all the time. Some more than others. Some are not able to get out of their house much at all, if at any. But we still, in today's culture and technology, have the opportunity to go, whether we can physically go with our body or we go with our voice, our letters, our life. And when we begin to recognize as a foundational element of how we live that Jesus is the authority, Jesus has the authority, our response to him ought to be different than what it is if we doubt authority. Realizing so many times we look at someone that asks us to do something or even tells us to do something, and we have to evaluate in our mind at least, do they really have the authority to tell me that? There are times where children will question the authority of parents, and especially if those aren't necessarily biological parents, it creates in their mind, at times at least, a loophole, they think. You're not my real parent. You're not my mom. You're just somebody that's here. And how often do we do that to God? we question the authority because, well, most often because we don't like the command, we don't like the instruction. We may not dislike it, we just don't like it for us. Most Christians, if asked about this concept of making disciples, probably would think that's a good thing. People ought to know about Jesus. Someone ought to tell them. Someone ought to teach them. Someone ought to train them. Someone ought to baptize them. Someone. It's when the finger is pointed at us, so to speak, the instruction applies to us, that we begin to think, well, wait a minute. That's not my job. I didn't sign up for that. What do you mean? Make disciples everywhere I go. I can't let the people at work know that I follow Jesus. I can't let my golfing buddies know that I follow Jesus. I can't let my classmates know that I follow Jesus. And when we take that attitude, in essence, we're saying, Jesus doesn't have authority in my workplace. Jesus doesn't have authority at my school. Jesus doesn't have authority on the golf course. Jesus doesn't really have authority over me. And God's desire is that we grow. And as we grow, we begin to value the authority that has been given to Jesus. I know it didn't take all that long into adulthood to begin to appreciate the authority that my parents have. I definitely did not appreciate it all that much growing up. At least not all the time. There were times that I didn't mind. I recognized it was helpful, it was for my good, but it's been a growing process. And the more that we learn to trust God, the more that we learn to follow His authority, the more that we trust Him, the more that we do what He asks us to do. And so today, as we begin this week of broadcast on this Great Commission, we begin by laying that foundation that Jesus does have the authority to tell us to make disciples wherever we go. The question is, will we listen? Will we obey? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself and given us this great authority in Jesus. Someone that not only knows us, but knows all things. And so when He gives instructions, when He gives commands, He not only knows our ability, our struggles, but He knows the atmosphere into which He's called us. Fathers, I consider today this command to go. More specifically, the command to make disciples everywhere we go. I pray that You would help us to recognize the authority of Jesus to make such a request. The authority of Jesus to be followed. The authority of Jesus to be listened to and obeyed. Not just in church, not just when we're reading the Bible, but every moment that we live. That we would understand the authority that exists, that supersedes all else. And for Father, for those times where we push the limits of that authority, where we test the firmness of that authority, where we question our obedience to that authority, may we continually find a solid foundation that our life can be built on. May we learn the value of having an authority that never changes, that holds fast to truth, to righteousness, to all things that are good. So, Father, today as we live life, may we live with a growing and greater recognition of the authority of Jesus over all things. May we live submissive to that authority. May we stand corrected and made right when we veer away from that authority. Father, today may our life be lived in a way that helps others see not just the authority that Jesus has, but to see the value in following that authority and in living our life under that authority. So God, today help us to lift up Jesus in all things so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Monday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.